All right, so today we're going to be doing a deep dive on something a little bit different.
Oh.
Instead of a person or an event,
Okay.
we're going to be talking about a place,
All right.
an airport specifically.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, you're either really into airports or you're planning a trip to this specific airport,
Gotcha.
which is the Jose Maria Cordova International Airport,
Okay.
MDE,
MDE.
in Medellin, Colombia.
Medellin.
So whether you're prepping for that trip or you're just curious about what this airport has to offer, get ready for some insider knowledge because we're going to be covering everything from cost-saving tips to potential travel traps, and I think this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think one of the things that gets overlooked about this airport is people just dismiss it as a layover spot.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality,
Right.
MDE, it's a bustling hub
Yeah.
with tons to offer travelers. It's not just about getting from point A to point B.
Right.
It's about making the most of your time there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this airport really you can spend some time there and really enjoy
You
yourself.
can.
Okay, so let's start with the basics.
All right.
MDE is Colombia's second largest airport.
Okay.
It's located in Río Negro, which is about 20 kilometers southeast of Medellin.
Gotcha.
And just to give you an idea of how busy this airport is, a plane lands practically every 15 minutes.
Wow, that's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it's really a major hub for travel, not just within Colombia, but for connecting throughout South America and beyond.
It is.
Okay, so let's say you've just landed at MDE.
Okay.
What happens next?
Okay.
First, you're going to go through immigration, which typically takes around 15 to 30 minutes.
Right?
Then it's on to baggage claim.
Right.
Shouldn't take more than 10 to 20 minutes.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, and one thing I really appreciate about MDE is the signage is super clear,
Oh, good.
especially at customs.
That's helpful.
Those nothing to declare and goods to declare lines are very easy to spot. Making that last step a breeze, you're looking at about 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So you've landed, you've got your bags, you've cleared customs.
Right.
Now what?
Now what?
Well, it's time to choose your wings.
All right.
MDE has a great mix of airlines, both domestic and international. Avianca is a big one.
Okay.
They cover something like 23 destinations.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, you've got your usual suspects, Bogota, Cali.
Why not?
But Avianca also has this really cool route to the coffee region.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I know if you're a coffee lover,
Yeah.
I highly recommend checking that out. A chance to experience the heart of Colombia's coffee culture.
Wow.
So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, if you're looking beyond Colombia,
Yeah.
Copa Airlines can whisk you away to Panama City.
Right.
LATAM has you covered for major South American hubs like Lima and Santiago.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, for our US-bound travelers, American Airlines is the go-to, especially for those Miami connections. And then we get to the part that either gets travelers really excited
Yeah.
or maybe a little bit stressed
I
getting from the airport to your final destination.
yeah.
And the beauty of MDE is that it caters to every budget and travel style.
That's good.
If you're all about that luxury and convenience,
Yeah.
especially if you're traveling solo or in a small group, a private car transfer is the way to go.
Yeah, makes sense.
But for larger groups, minibuses are an incredible value. We're talking like 14 passengers for around $95.
Wow.
You can even fit 20 people for a bit more that's budget-friendly travel.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, of course, we can't forget about taxis.
Right.
They're readily available right outside the airport, offering a direct route to Medellin.
Yeah, that's usually my go-to.
Yeah, mine too, if I'm honest. But if you're feeling adventurous and want to immerse yourself in the local scene, buses are super affordable.
Oh, yeah.
With frequent departures, they'll even take you to key spots like the San Diego Mall or right downtown Medellin.
That's convenient.
And naturally, for the tech-savvy traveler, ride-sharing apps like Uber are a quick and easy option, often comparable in price to taxis.
Yeah, I use Uber a lot when I travel.
Yeah, me too. It's just so convenient.
It is. Welcome back to our deep dive into Medellin's Jose Maria Cordova International Airport.
We've covered a lot already, but now I'm excited to get into some of the less obvious but still super valuable things you need to know.
Yeah, those hidden gems that can really elevate a trip, you know,
Exactly.
make it smoother, more enjoyable.
Absolutely. So let's start with something basic that often gets overlooked: packing.
Oh, yeah.
Now remember, Medellin is about 5,000 feet above sea level,
Right.
which means even though it's a tropical country, it can be cooler than you might
Well,
expect.
that's a good point.
Yeah, so even if you're traveling during those warmer months, packing a light sweater or a jacket is a Good move.
Definitely a good idea.
I've definitely been caught off guard by that altitude chill
Oh, I
before.
could imagine.
Yeah, and while we're talking about packing, let's not forget those liquid restrictions for carry-on luggage.
Ah, yes, the 3-1-1 rule.
Exactly.
Liquids, gels, aerosols.
Gotta be in containers no larger than 3.4 ounces.
Right.
And all those containers have to fit in a single quart-sized clear zip-top bag.
Yeah, no one wants to have to throw away their stuff at security.
Right. And this is where travel-sized toiletries become your best friend.
Oh, for sure.
Nobody wants to sacrifice their favorite shampoo or lotion.
No.
And here's another packing tip that I swear by a reusable water bottle.
Oh, that's a good one.
You can fill it up at water fountains after security.
Yep.
Saves you money, and it's a little bit kinder to the planet.
Definitely more sustainable.
Okay, let's talk about money matters.
Okay.
The currency in Colombia is the Colombian peso.
Right. Cop.
COP. COP, exactly. And
Yeah.
while you might find some places that accept US dollars, it's always best to have some local currency on hand.
For sure.
You'll usually get better exchange rates, and it's just more convenient.
Yeah, less hassle.
Exactly. So exchanging some cash at the airport's a good first step,
Right.
but I've heard it can be more cost-effective to exchange at banks or exchange bureaus in the city.
Yeah, you'll often get a better rate in the city.
Good to know.
And for those wondering about credit cards,
Yes.
major credit cards are usually accepted in larger establishments.
Okay.
But it's always a good idea to have at least a little bit of cash,
Right.
especially for a smaller shops market.
Transportation.
Transportation, exactly.
Speaking of transportation, we've talked about taxis, buses, private transfers.
Right.
What about ride-hailing apps like Uber?
Oh, yeah. Uber's definitely available in Medellin.
Okay.
Super reliable option for a lot of people. Easy to request a ride right from the airport using the app. And it often works out to be more affordable than a traditional taxi.
Love those travel savings.
However, it is worth noting that there have been some instances of tension
Oh.
between Uber drivers and traditional taxi drivers. So just be mindful of that and exercise caution when using ride-sharing services.
Gotcha.
Maybe be discreet when getting picked up or dropped off.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Now let's tackle communication. I know this can be a bit anxiety-inducing for some travelers.
Yeah, the language barrier.
Exactly. So while Spanish is the official language in Colombia,
Right.
how easy is it to get by at MDE if you don't speak Spanish?
Well, you'll be glad to hear that English is becoming more and more common at MDE,
Okay.
especially in areas with a lot of tourists.
Makes sense.
Airport staff, immigration officers, lots of service providers, they have at least a basic understanding of English.
That's reassuring.
Yeah. But of course, it never hurts to learn a few basic Spanish phrases.
Right.
Shows respect for the local culture and can make those interactions even smoother.
Yeah, even simple things like hola, gracias, por favor.
Exactly. It goes a long way.
Okay, time to shift gears to a pretty crucial topic, especially when you're in a new environment, safety.
Yes, very important.
What tips can you share for staying safe at MDE and in Medellin in general?
Well, just like in any major city, you need to be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Petty theft can happen, so keep your belongings close. Avoid flashing large amounts of cash, and just be mindful of your valuables, especially in crowded areas.
Those are all great reminders. It's easy to let your guard down when you're caught up in the excitement of a new place.
It is, and be extra careful when going through security checkpoints
Oh,
and
yeah.
navigating those busy terminals.
Right.
Distractions happen, and that's when things can go missing.
Very true. And once you're out exploring Medellin, are there any specific safety tips for the city itself?
Medellin has actually really improved its safety over the past few years.
Oh, that's good to hear.
But it's always smart to be cautious, especially at night. Avoid walking alone in poorly lit areas. Stick to well-traveled streets. If
Right.
you're ever unsure about a neighborhood,
Yeah.
ask some locals or your accommodation provider for advice.
It's all about trusting your instincts, right?
Exactly. If something feels off, better safe than sorry.
Couldn't agree more. And if you do encounter any problems, don't hesitate to contact the local authorities.
Right.
The Colombian police are generally helpful and responsive to tourists.
They are.
Good to know that support is there if you need it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I always love learning about local culture when I travel.
Me too.
What are some unique aspects of Colombian culture that travelers might encounter at MDE?
Well, Colombians are incredibly warm and hospitable people
Okay.
with a contagious love for music and dance.
Oh, nice.
So don't be surprised if you're greeted with a smile or hear some lively salsa music in the background.
I've heard Colombians have a unique way of greeting each other.
Oh, you're talking about the beso.
The beso.
It's a light kiss on the cheek.
Oh, okay.
A common greeting here, a gesture of affection and warmth often exchanged between friends, family,
Oh, wow.
even new acquaintances.
So no need to be startled if someone greets you with a beso.
No, it's just their way of saying hello.
That's really interesting.
It's a charming part of Colombian culture.
Yeah.
I know we talked about food earlier.
Yes.
But I gotta ask, are there any must-try Colombian dishes or snacks?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Huh.
Food is such a big part of my travel experience.
So too.
Okay, so if you're looking for a quick bite,
yeah,
try an arepa.
Oh, those are good.
It's a grilled cornmeal cake that can be filled with all sorts of delicious things. Cheese, meat, beans.
They're so versatile.
I love arepas.
Yeah, they're perfect for any time of day.
And for something a little more substantial.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with bandeja paisa.
Bandeja paisa is the classic.
It's a traditional platter packed with rice beans, ground meat, chorizo fried egg, avocado plantains.
It's a feast.
That sounds incredible. I need to try that.
You do.
And for something sweet.
Oh, Colombians have a serious sweet tooth.
Uh-huh.
You'll find tempting treats like obleas.
Obleas.
Thin wafers filled with dulce de leche or arequipe.
Okay.
Which is a creamy caramel sauce.
My mouth is watering already.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we can't forget Colombian coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The country's famous for its rich, aromatic coffee.
It is.
And you can find excellent coffee shops throughout MDE. Perfect for a pick-me-up before your flight.
Nothing beats a good cup of coffee to kick off a journey.
So from packing tips and cultural insights to safety reminders and delicious culinary adventures.
Yeah, we've uncovered a lot of hidden gems in this segment.
We have.
Things that can really enhance your time at MDE.
For sure.
It's amazing how much there is to discover beyond just the basics of getting from point A to point B.
It is.
But we're just getting started.
Oh.
When we come back, we'll dive even deeper into the world of MDE, explore layovers, airport lounges, and maybe even tackle that age-old travel question, what to do about the weather.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we're back, and we've been exploring every nook and cranny of Medellin's Jose Maria Cordova International Airport.
We have. It's been quite the journey.
It has. We've talked about arriving, getting around, staying safe, those cultural insights, and even all those delicious Colombian foods.
Those are pep.
Oh, man, those are epas.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up our MDE adventure, I have a few more questions.
Okay, shoot.
Let's talk about those travelers who find themselves with some time to kill.
Layovers.
Exactly. What can they do to make the most of a layover at MDE?
Well, layovers don't have to be boring, you know.
Right.
They can actually be a chance to get a little taste of Medellin without even leaving the airport.
Oh, I like that.
For shorter layovers, I always recommend checking out the dining level.
Okay.
It's a great chance to sample some authentic Colombian cuisine, maybe savor a cup of that world-famous Colombian coffee, or just relax and people watch.
People watching is the best.
It is. You can learn so much about a place just by observing.
Absolutely. So what about those with a bit more time?
If you have a longer layover, why not venture outside the airport?
Oh.
MDE is conveniently close to a couple of attractions that are worth a visit.
Okay.
A quick taxi ride will take you to the town of Rionegro.
Rionegro.
Yeah. It's known for its beautiful colonial architecture. And it has this really lively atmosphere. It's quite charming.
I've heard good things about Rionegro's main square.
The Plaza de la Libertad. Oh, it's a must-see. It's a stunning square.
Wow.
Surrounded by historic buildings, charming cafes, unique shops.
That's lovely.
You can really soak up the local ambiance. Maybe pick up a souvenir or two.
Okay, so that's a good option for those with a little extra time.
Definitely.
Now let's talk about airport lounges.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of travelers, myself included, appreciate a bit of peace and quiet, especially when traveling.
Yeah, those airports can be hectic.
It can be. So right. Does MDE offer any lounges for those seeking a more comfortable experience?
They do.
Okay.
MDE has a nice selection of airport lounges that provide a relaxing escape from that busy terminal, you know.
Right.
Comfortable seating, complimentary refreshments, Wi-Fi access, even business facilities if you need to get some work done.
It's like a little oasis within the airport.
Exactly, a little haven.
How can travelers access these lounges?
Well, it varies. Some lounges are affiliated with certain airlines or credit cards.
Okay.
While others offer day passes that you can purchase.
Gotcha. So it's always a good idea to check beforehand to see what your options are?
Exactly. And here's a pro tip. If you've got a long layover, consider investing in a lounge pass.
Okay.
The cost is often worth it for the comfort, the amenities, and just that peace of mind, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Now let's talk weather, because that can be a bit unpredictable when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
What can travelers expect at MDE and in Medellin in general?
Well, Medellin is called the City of Eternal Spring for a reason.
I've heard that.
The climate's generally mild and pleasant year-round.
Okay.
Average temperature is around 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nice. So packing layers is always a safe bet.
You got it. And while rain is possible, you know, throughout the year, it's usually brief. Shouldn't interfere with your plans.
Fingers crossed.
But hey, it's always a good idea to check the forecast before you go and maybe pack a small umbrella or a light raincoat just in case.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Always.
Speaking of being prepared, we talked about safety earlier, but are there any specific areas near MDE that travelers should be extra cautious in?
You know, while Medellin has made big improvements in safety, it's always best to be aware, especially in areas you're not familiar with.
Right.
Close to the airport, stick to those well-traveled routes and avoid wandering into isolated or poorly lit areas, especially at night.
Oh, good advice.
And like we said before, if you're ever unsure about an area, ask locals or your accommodation provider.
They know best.
They do.
And if you're venturing beyond the immediate vicinity of the airport, do a little research.
Yeah.
Identify any areas that might be considered higher risk.
Absolutely. Preparation is key.
Okay, so we've really covered a lot of ground today,
We have.
from the practical stuff of navigating MDE to those hidden gems that can make your travel experience so much better.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about.
I hope so. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want listeners to remember about Medellin's José María Córdova International Airport?
I want them to remember that MDE is more than just an airport.
It's a gateway.
Exactly. It's a
Yeah.
gateway to a vibrant city and a beautiful country. It's a place where you'll be welcomed with warmth,
That's so important.
where the culture is rich and inviting, and where you can really feel that sense of adventure.
I love that.
By embracing the unexpected, being prepared, and staying informed, travelers can truly make the most of their time at MDE.
Absolutely.
Turning what might just seem like a simple transit point into a really memorable part of their Colombian adventure.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Medellin's José María Córdova International Airport.
It's been a pleasure.
It has. We hope you enjoyed the journey with us. Remember, travel is about exploration, discovery, creating those lasting memories. So go forth, explore the world, and always keep an open mind and a sense of adventure. Until next time, safe travels, everyone.